Radio 2. RT. We present Super Mac. The story so far. Thyroid, the lord of the glurge, has attacked Earth with his anti-tunery, and the entire planet is without music. Meanwhile, in his hidey hole deep under Montrose, Michael McNamara, who is secretly Superman, talks with his assistant, Stark Maury.
Stark, there's only one thing to do. I must assume my secret identity of Superman and fly to Studio 6 and save the world from Thyroid by playing all the best music I can lay me hands on.
Oh, Superman, my hero!
And so it was that Michael McNamara, who is secretly Superman, and his trusted friend Stark Maury defeated the Glurds and made the Earth a more musical place to live in. So now you know what to do if you're attacked by a thyroid anti-tune ray. Listen to Michael McNamara, alias Superman, on RTE Radio 2.
My hero!
Good Saturday afternoon to you. How is Chicoten and how is the crack? Michael McNamara here with you all the way through until 5:30. Thank you to Mark Cagney bringing us through.
I am the McDonald's girl. She is an angel in a polyester uniform. I leave for softball practice every night. It's getting dark, but the golden arches light up the way. I turn the corner at the traffic light. Like all the other girls that I know, she don't treat me like a simpleton. She's not afraid to be the only other virgin I know. When my hamper's cold, I get up ready to go. She's only 15 years old, and I'm in love with her soul. I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She has a smile of innocence, so tender and warm. I am in love with a McDonald's girl.
Thank you.
is absolutely superb. And no mention of beef burgers, have you? Did you know that? That's Dean Friedman, and that's when they're called McDonald's Girl.
That's Kim Newport, and that's a new single called Come Up to Dublin. One thing you forgot to put in the lyrics there, that on the Bus to Dunleary, you might also find Shay Healy writing songs. Speaking of whom...
A pleasure from my point of view. In 3 minutes, 47 points.
If he were Sebastian Coe, and that's famous Seamus, Shay Healy, and a song written by himself and Dermot Morgan is...
Delightful playing there. What a nice contrast we've been having on the program in terms of fiddle styles. Tommy Peoples and, of course, that young Swedish fiddler there. And somewhere in the middle, I think, we had somebody else whose name I've totally forgotten. What was it, Marion? You don't know either, do you?
It's a hard question, Pat.
Yeah, on the running order there somewhere. However, Kjol Nasulina, Agus Kjol Rinke Nasulina, Kamera Kaman Kjanshan. Well, you might wonder what's happened to Swedish traditional music. Well, it is, I think, in many ways a lesson to us all. In that, in such a general state of decline it is, despite revival efforts out of the cities, that indeed whole districts and areas no longer have a local indigenous fiddler. And where one who's learned to play in the genuine oral tradition still remains, he's an object of fascination and pilgrimage for the musicologists and the academics with their tape recorders and their questions. An object of revered curiosity, but in most cases, the last of his kind. So what a contrast that is to the happier situation existing here among us. Skomadishe on Shahring Marshin Ivad Ele.
Come on, you maidens, young Just coke. absent fish from the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me. I went to her ma and pa and said I loved her only, and they both said we could be wed. Oh, what a ceremony. An elephant brought her in, placed her by my side, while six baboons got out bassoons and played Here Comes the Bride. I'm back here in London town, and though it may sound silly, she's here with me, and you should see us walk down Piccadilly. The boys at the London Bank kinda hold their breath. She sits with me and sips her tea, which tickles them to death. She wears red feathers and a woolly, woolly skirt. She wears red feathers and a woolly, woolly skirt. She lives on just coconuts and fish fur on the sea.
And his heart was known to none. He left his arm and went dismal and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. Tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and gone to know so well. I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been the leader of the band.
it.
Back a wee while, isn't it indeed? Emmett Spiceland there, and you know what. Time now, just coming up to 9 minutes past 11.
Sweet scene of sorrow.